One of the main goals was to have a better lifestyle, a safer place to have a family one day.
Yeah, I think it is interesting because I will always tell my friends that essentially since I was a kid, just growing up, I thought, when I grow up, I just want to migrate. I want to live somewhere else. But around that time as a kid, well, it was just a thought. But I never realized that indeed I would manage to do that. Basically, and part of the plan, bizarrely, as Lisa mentioned.
You're listening to Property Investor Tales, stories from the front yard. Here's your host, Tabitha Bright.
Hello and welcome to Property Investor Tales, stories from the front yard, where I get to speak to investors from around Australia about their property investing journey. My name's Tabitha Bright and I'm the head of coaching here at Positive Real Estate, where we help people build wealth through property. With over 8,000 clients across Australia and New Zealand, there are some incredible stories to tell, which hopefully make your investing journey that little bit easier and will inspire you along the way. So my guests today are Louisa and Javier, and we discuss how relationship challenges impact your finance, the cost of emotional investment purchases, and why they are strategically selling to move forward. A not to be missed conversation with Louisa and Javier. Hey everybody, welcome to today's podcast. Today I am very fortunate to have Louisa and Javier here with me. They've migrated all the way from Mexico. And I just had the cat walk right across. So excuse me, this is what live podcasts look like. Off you go. Okay, well, you've just met Peanut. So she's part of the family here at Positive Real Estate. But back to Javier and Louisa. So migrated from Mexico and have set up their life here in Australia. And part of that has been embarking on their investing journey, which is what we're going to talk about today. So, Javier, Louisa, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, good morning. Great to be here.
Thanks, Tabitha.
Fantastic. So, obviously, along the way, tell us a little bit about what motivated you to move from Mexico to Australia. How long ago was that? What drove that decision?
Well, we migrated to Australia in 2008, so it's been a while. We definitely feel like Australia is our home now.
100%.
Yeah, definitely. We love it. And I guess one of the main goals was to have a better lifestyle, a safer place to have a family one day. Yeah, would you like to?
Yeah, I think it is interesting because I will always tell my friends that essentially since I was a kid just growing up, I thought, when I grow up, I just want to migrate. I want to live somewhere else. But around that time as a kid, well, it was just a thought. But I never realized that indeed I would manage to do that, basically. And part of the plan, bizarrely, as Lisa mentioned, is just have a better balance, bizarrely. Because obviously growing up in Mexico City, it is just working long hours and so on. So there must be a better place, basically, where we have
So predominantly lifestyle was what drove it, because I haven't been to Mexico, but I've certainly seen a lot of Mexico City, you know, on on the TV. That's terrible, isn't it? And it looks to me to be an incredibly busy, vibrant, chaotic, highly, heavily populated city. Would that be correct?
Really busy. Basically.
Because how many people are in Mexico City? What's the population of Mexico City?
It must be probably around between 25 and 30 million people. Essentially, it has been mostly all the time more people in a city than the whole of Australia.
Right. So that just gives it some context. That is absolutely nuts. Okay. Yes. So I can see why you made a decision, because family was important to you. You wanted to be able to bring up family and so forth. In a little bit of a different environment. So that's awesome. And so tell us, when did you acquire your first property and what drove that decision?
The Well, the first property we acquired was actually an owner occupied. That was in 2012. Here in Melbourne, in Carrum Downs.
Ah, yes.
And then after that, around 5 years later, we got our first property investment, yes. An apartment in South Yarra.
Yeah.
And yeah, well, after that, with Positive Real Estate, actually, we acquired a house. It's a house and land package in Brisbane, in Warner.
Yep. Yep.
So yeah, it's that's we are actually at the moment in the process of getting the next property because we are trying to sell South Yarra. So there is a bit of history on why we are selling South Yarra, the apartment in South Yarra.
Yeah.
But the goal is to sell that property and then acquire it or replace that property with a property that has a better prospect of, you know, growing. Mm-hmm. In long term.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Javier, you wanted to say something?
So I think in summary, we have one of our properties in our portfolio is not performing. So we have held it for 5 to 7 years and we don't see any prospect of that changing. Yes. And hence we have to make the call and say, well,
got it.
That's that one.
And this was the second property you bought, was it? So
that's correct. We started with our owner-occupied property, which indeed, at the time we acquired our first investment property, we put our owner-occupied house also on rent because our needs we needed more flexibility. We moved out. We were staying here in Melbourne, but we needed to be in a different place, closer to the city.
Right. And so you chose the apartment in South Yarra. And so it says here on the notes that I've got for today's podcast, it says after acquiring our first investment property, you felt that you didn't have a strategy. So you bought it. What drove that decision to buy that property other than it needed to be in Melbourne and it needed to be outside of where you were currently living? What made you think that it might have been a good property?
Well, since we started our journey, just acquiring our first property, I think is soon after we started to also investigate, read books, go to seminars and so on for property investment. We always thought that was our vehicle, basically to grow our money for retirement and for lifetime. But we were working with another property investment company around that time, and hence we ended up landing that property close to the city or that apartment.
Yeah.
But at the end, I think it simply didn't perform for us, and we felt like we didn't have a strategy in working with a property investment company.
Yeah, so there wasn't an actual plan for what that property was going to do for you.
I think there was a little bit of that, but it never happened.
Right. Okay. And I mean, sometimes property can take a bit longer. It's I always say to people that property is contrary. It often doesn't perform when we want it to perform. And you can have all the right checks and balances, but sometimes, you know, sometimes it's a matter of sitting it out. Other times it is a matter of looking at what you've bought and go, well, okay, this actually isn't going to get us to where we want to be. Sometimes we can buy property and not have a complete understanding of where we're headed as well and what we want it to do for us. And so at Positive Real Estate, one of the things we're really big on is understanding your goals. So what is the income you're trying to create for yourselves? What is your current situation? What are the roadblocks going to be? Because everybody has roadblocks. You know, it doesn't matter what income you're on, you know, whether you're in the 1% of Australia or whether you're in the 30, 40% of Australia with your income. There's always going to be a roadblock. Sometimes that challenge can even be as crazy as too much money and the tax that you're paying. You know, it's but it's so, so important to have that plan mapped out. So it sounds like with your coach, you've mapped out your plan and you've and you've decided that the property that you have in South Yarra is not going to get you the result you want in the short to medium term. So you're going to sell that. Is it on the market at the moment?
It is, yes, yes. We started the campaign a few months back. Yes.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Very good.
We are still in the process.
Right, you're still in the process. Is it a one or two bedroom apartment?
Two bedroom.
Two bedroom. Okay, fantastic. And so when that property sells, then you will be looking to replace it with something else. Have you got an idea of where in particular and what type of property that you're going to be replacing it?
Yes, most likely Brisbane again. So we are very lucky right now because we have a really good team and we have the support from Positive Real Estate. And we already have a property in mind. So, and that is something that we really value, like having that strategy and having a supportive team.
Yeah.
Who so far has been available when we have a question, when we are unsure and we just need to, you know, grab the phone, give them a call and have a conversation. Yeah. And that's very important because something that we have learned along the way is that you need to make decisions and you need to get started as soon as possible when you are in this property investment journey. So we don't want to waste time. And having that property in mind to replace South Yarra is very important to us in the Positive Real. I was going to say a different name there by mistake. So having the support is very important. So we make a decision and we continue because we want to take it even further. Yeah. So we want to replace, but we also need to replace it well because we want to think about the following property investment as well.
Of course.
Yeah,
of
just
course.
Like you mentioned. It's having the goals and understanding what is our current situation and where we want to be in the future is very important. So that's,
I understand. And for the people that are watching this podcast that may be new to investing, like we don't take buying and selling property lightly. Because when you sell property, and your coach will have been through all of this with you, when you sell property, you've got your selling costs, you've got your buying costs with your stamp duties and all of that kind of stuff. So if you're going to sell something, you've got to be confident that you're going to make back your costs of buying and selling and that the new property that you buy is going to be a property that will outperform the one that you currently have. So It's a conversation and a decision that is not taken lightly, because time does heal a lot of property wounds. Most people, if they've held a property for 20 years, are like, you know, it's fine, it's okay property. However, for these guys, they've made the decision with their coach. Your coach is Jared, isn't it?
That's correct. Yeah. Yes.
So they've made the decision with Jared that even though there are some buying and selling costs, that selling that property, the long-term trajectory will way outperform if they just held that for the next 10, 20 years. So that's awesome. Now, sometimes it's not always smooth sailing, is it? And you guys have made a note that, you know, you went through a rough period in your relationship. And unfortunately, one of the things that happens when you go through a rough period is your finances can take a bit of a hit, or they go on pause, or your plans go on pause. You're not obviously taking the action that you would take when you're moving forward on something together confidently. So tell me about that. How did that affect your finances? How did you work through that? What changed for you guys?
I think that's an interesting precisely point in our lives because essentially we put our finances on hold while we put our owner's occupied property
I think we've got a...
going on cruise control?
Yep. Sorry, yes, I just had a wee break. I lost you for a second there. I'm sorry. It's my internet that's unstable. So I'll just get you to repeat what you just said.
I was mentioning, after we put our owner-occupied property available for rent, we had our first investment property. And basically, after that time, basically, our relationship was going through that those speed bumps. So our finances were pretty much put on hold.
Yeah.
And nothing happened, bizarrely, in our investment journey for a few years.
Right.
We can see the difference now. Because, bizarrely, apart from the one of the properties not performing, us, simply, we were not taking action. I think we were so embedded to see what happened with our relationships. So.
Of course.
Yes. Fortunately, things have improved since then a lot. Mm-hmm. And we could see the big difference now coming back and sorting out our relationship, and again, our finances, and defining our journey, or basically our strategy. It is very interesting to see now how it was relatively quickly, after just engaging those conversations with Jared, acquiring our first property, then also making the call, what if not performing, and then preparing to replace. Everything is happening so quickly in a matter of 1.5 years.
That's fantastic.
Just putting it into perspective, that prior to that, probably 4 years or so, nothing had happened.
Right. It's often the way, isn't it? If you're not aligned, it can be very hard to move forward because you're both pulling in different directions. I'm really pleased to hear, being a little bit of a romantic, that you guys have worked through that. That's really awesome. Congratulations. Because it's not easy. Like all things, property is a commitment. Marriage is obviously a commitment. We know that. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it is about, and I appreciate you guys sharing this, because there is a correlation between the two. It's that thing about committing to something and working through the bumps, the speed bumps, as you called them, because you will have them with property as much as you will have them with relationships and with life. You have them with property. And if you've got the capacity to stick to it and to work through those challenges, property, like relationships, can be incredibly rewarding. We don't just give up at the first sign of a wobble. So, that's amazing. And so you had Louise's parents, I see here, come and visit you, because another financial commitment, because COVID hit. So tell me about that.
Yeah, so definitely that was another commitment to my financial commitment, because we had to pay for the whole trip, bringing my friends here, and so that's why it was a big financial commitment. And what happened is that they were meant to visit Australia and stay here for 3 months, which was really good. We had an amazing time, and then those 3 months ended. And we asked them if they wanted to stay another 3 months. And they said, yes, of course, because they were having a great time. And then COVID hit. So they ended up staying here for a full year because they got stuck and they couldn't go back to Mexico. So that was another reason why we had to wait. And it was, a lot of expenses, a great time, yes, considering. But we had to put on hold all those financial plans and property investment plans.
It's because sometimes life does happen, doesn't it?
Yes.
And what's really interesting about you guys is that you still haven't let it stop you. That just goes to speak volumes about who you are, because everyone can have a reason. It's like going to the gym, right? Everyone can have a reason why they're not going to do it. And my coach used to say to me, there's something along the lines of this, because I'm a runner. Most of you guys probably might know that by now. She used to say to me, someone who is training harder than you is out there running right now. So what's your excuse? And I'd be like, oh man, I got to get back out there. And
yeah. Yeah, definitely there are always reasons to to not do what you are meant to be doing in yes, you are meant to be doing, but I guess having a clear reason why is what will push you forward. And yeah, it will not let you stop. And yeah, definitely we've had so many roadblocks along the way. But yeah, we are still here, and we have a future and goals.
Yeah.
Which is it's really positive, definitely.
That's amazing.
The other thing I wanted to mention is when we started this property investment journey, we were not on the same page either. So Javier was really good at, you know, reading books, going to webinars and learning a lot, but I wasn't there. So I was there to sign the papers, the documents, and that was about it. And that also made more things more difficult because we were not on the same page. Mm. And one of my goals when we started working with Positive Real Estate was to actually start learning as well, start reading and going to the webinars and trying to be on the same page. And I think that has also helped us to move forward quicker.
100%.
Because we can have the conversations. I'm not there to sign only. We have the conversations. We support each other. And that's another positive thing of why things are moving in a much faster fashion.
That's really cool because often when we sit down with people before they join the program, part of it is qualifying, as much as we're there to talk you through the program and show you what you get when you join, it's also about qualifying whether we can work with you or not, because sometimes there's no point in having you join up for something if we think there's going to be problems moving you forward. And one of the key things we look for is a challenge where people aren't on the same page. It is okay. We do have people that join where one partner might be like, I'm not getting involved in this. This is their thing, but I am 100% on board to sign. Mm-hmm. It does work in certain circumstances, but by far it works so much better if you're both committed to being on the journey together. It just makes such a difference because it removes the fear. It removes, because when you know what you're doing and you understand why, it removes a lot of the fear, I find, for people. Would that be fair?
Yeah.
So whereas if you're not across it, it's a lot scarier. If you're just going on blind trust or blind faith, which, you know, I don't recommend.
If I can highlight also a really big advantages on that, just working together. We were talking earlier about replacing the property that we are selling. Indeed,
yep.
If I was just in this journey by myself, I'd still be fearful just to wait until basically I have the money in my bank before coming to the next one. But having Luisa here, being precisely more pushy on that part, basically we can start just managing both at the same time. Just while we are in the selling process, we can start the acquisition or just looking at replacing the property, which will speed things up.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really cool to hear. And so for people that are thinking about investing and they might be a little bit scared, sometimes people don't like to say they're scared. They might just say that, you know, they don't have enough information or they're not ready to take the next step. They might use that language instead. What advice or insights would you have for people that are looking to take the first step?
I think that I would say that don't try to reinvent the wheel.
Yep.
There is so much information out there. So yes, you can read books, you can go to webinars, but having a really supportive team, it's really important.
Yep.
I remember that in one of the last bus tours here in Melbourne, one of the deals that was presented to us was a low risk, no brainer kind of deal. And that was a perfect deal that was precisely highlighted for someone that is fearful that maybe it's going to be the best property investment and they are not sure. And there is a lot of fear involved. That was a perfect property investment for that person. And I think having precisely the right people around in the support is really important, because they will, at least with Positive Real Estate, they really care and they understand your current situation and what is the best property for your current situation. So having that support will reduce, I would say, the fear and the all the concerns that, or no, maybe not all, but some of the concerns that you might have, because it is a big commitment. And it is a big decision. It's not something that you will be able to change. Like I make the decision today, I change my mind tomorrow. It's not like that. It is a long term. And having the support and learning as much as you can from as much as you can about property investment will help a lot. And probably the other thing that I would recommend is make a call. You need to make a decision, because time just keeps going.
Yeah,
and does. You have to make a decision. Up to you, I would say. But yeah, it's you don't have to remain the wheel. There is a lot of support out there, and you are not alone.
Oh, that's good that you've had that experience. That's really awesome to hear. Any thoughts, Javier?
Absolutely, yes. I think that touches on a topic that is very close to my heart. That it is just regretting. Basically, if you have to regret something in life, it's not taking action, not making the call that Luisa was saying. So precisely, if you are going to start in this journey, I think, bam, I will come back to that example of one of our properties that didn't perform. Through the years, I was one way to look at that, I was telling Luisa, it would be better just to have all that money through these years, just under the bed or under the mattress. rather than putting it into that property. However, we wouldn't have the experience and the learning we had through that journey. So I think there is no regret in the action that we take precisely to start in the property investment journey. So definitely, I think there can be mistakes, yes, but nothing that cannot be undone. And simply just the price of learning, it is worth it. So definitely, I think the message is, just take action. Just don't be afraid. Definitely there is a team around you, or just look to be around a team that will support you. But definitely there will be mistakes, and it is part of the journey.
It's interesting, isn't it? They say you pay for your education whether you choose to or not. and it's true, right? You either get coaching, support, mentoring, education, or you make the mistakes and you learn that way. It's one or the other. Personally, I prefer mentoring and coaching. That's just me. because it minimizes the mistakes, and it minimizes the big mistakes. Like there's always normal problems. When we're coaching people, we talk about normal and abnormal problems in investing. So a normal problem might be a tenant that's not paying the rent on time, or, you know, something annoying like that, or some defects when you settle a property that need to be rectified in a certain time frame by the developer. Normal stuff, what we want to avoid for our clients is the abnormal problems, the crazy stuff, the, you know, I can't even think of something that's abnormal, the, you know, the house that turns into a crack den, the extreme damage, the stuff that doesn't pass occupancy certificates, all of the crazy stuff that you hear on TV about why you would never invest. That's what we want to avoid. So that's why we get education. Tell me a little bit, I meant to circle back on this before, but tell me a little bit about your why, because I think, Luisa, you said it's really important to know your why, or it might have been you, Javier. What is your guys' why? What motivates you guys? Are you happy to share your why?
Yes. one of our biggest why is retirement. Mm. So we want to be ready for that, because we really, really value lifestyle. And we mentioned that earlier. That's one of the reasons we moved to Australia.
Yeah.
And we have worked really hard. We studied, we have worked really hard, so we are saving, and we started this journey, property investment, because we want to be ready for the future. We want to continue having a lifestyle that we have worked for.
Yeah.
And that is the why. So sometimes life gets difficult and complicated, and it's like, okay, why do I do this? Well, that is the why. Because you want a better lifestyle or better life in the future. Yeah. And that is not going to be given to us. Like,
no.
Here it is. So we have to do something about it. And the time for that is now, not later. Later might be too late.
Yeah, it's very true. How about yourself, Javier?
Yeah, I'd add into what Luisa said, and I was touching earlier on, it is just life balance. So it is not only looking at the future, but also enjoying every single day. Because life happens just now. So while we have to prepare for the future, let's not forget that we also need to enjoy what we are doing. So it is pointless to try to prepare for the future if on a daily basis, basically, you lack things that you love.
Yeah.
So if there is an opportunity, say, for example, to dine out or just to have some entertaining or just downtime.
Yeah.
Basically, what's the point?
I agree. And it's
a little bit of that.
Well, it's about being deliberate, isn't it? And I think what happens is if we don't have clarity on why we're doing stuff, like what we're aiming for, whether we hit that big target or not, we'll be closer than if we hadn't aimed for it, right? And so if we don't have a target that we're aiming for and we don't know why we're doing stuff, then life does just pass us by. We do get lost in the everyday, I think. And sometimes people say to me, oh, I'd like to invest, but I don't want to give up my lifestyle today. And you don't have to, but it's about making quality choices about what you do with your time and what you do with your money. It's just not about frittering it away on what you're not tracking and what you're not aware of. And I think that's really important. Can you tell me the story? I've got a wee note here about your first deal and what did you learn from that experience?
Yes.
Your first property.
So that was the owner occupied. That was the first, my first deal ever, like in general. So I had never, you know, purchased a car or like that was a big decision.
Yeah, massive.
In addition to coming to Australia, of course. But the biggest learning for me was that I was really emotional about it. And when I went to, you know, sign the papers and actually put a number on the offer that I made, the property seller.
Yes.
The seller agent.
In theory, he was on the phone because there was another person offering more money. And I'm like, no, I don't want to lose that money. I don't want to lose that house because
he
sold the boxes and I offered more money. If that was true or not, I'm not sure, but I gave more money.
Yeah. That
was a fact. So I was really emotional about it. And that is something that, I mean, there is an emotion definitely about it, especially if you are going to live there, you don't want to miss that opportunity if it ticks all the boxes.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you have to be, you know, more conscious of the decision you are making because it's money. So that was the best learning for me. Like, I cannot let emotions lead the way on the decision that I make in this journey.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not always easy though, is it, right? Javier.
Yes. I think that example from Lisa is a very good one because around that time she was not working full time. So Lisa was the one just going to the inspections, looking one property after the other. Yes, and that's why, well, I can say precisely, we were very new precisely in this process. And hence it was very easy precisely to follow and do. Just as Lisa was describing, just letting the emotions drive the process.
Yeah, well, it's hard when it's your own property. And I think, once again, having somebody to bounce off can make a big difference when you're trying to keep your emotions measured and measurable. And real estate agents, I mean, they are trained to to provide that leverage so that you do emotionally react. I mean, that's their job, right? As a as an agent, to get the best possible price. So, you know, you're always going to be up against somebody that has been trained to put pressure on you. And it can be quite, and I mean, a lot of people only buy one or two properties in their entire life. So you don't get to practice it. You don't get to build skills in it. So it can be an extremely daunting process. And once you get attached, it can be very hard to turn those emotions off. They're firing at our most base emotions, aren't they, about security and all of that. All right, so a good lesson along the way. And so before I wrap up, I'm going to ask the question that I always ask. But before I get to that, I just wanted to say, was there anything else that I've missed that you guys really wanted to share today with everyone on the podcast? Are you happy for me to ask you my final question about what would you tell your younger selves if you could go back in time? Is there anything I've missed?
Nothing in particular. I think I'm ready for the last one.
Fantastic. Well, let me shoot. Okay, so if you guys could go back in time, and I'll get you to answer this individually, and talk to your younger selves and give yourself some advice, knowing what you know today, what would that advice be to young Javier and young Luisa?
Yes, I can start that one. For me, I think it would be precisely start on this journey or investing early on in your professional life. And that brings me back memories from a colleague around that time. Huh. She was in her early 30s, and she was paying her apartment. And for me, it's, well, what's the deal with that? She was telling me, oh, I think you need to start thinking about your future. You are not going to be young. And when you realize exactly you are going to continue growing up. Yes, and around that time, for me, it was, I just want to pay my brand new car, and that's all that matters to me. So I think for me, the lesson is, yes, I think listen to the people and just start saving and prepare to invest early on.
Yeah, good lesson. Luisa?
Yeah, for me, yeah, definitely start in this journey. Start as soon as you can. Don't hold back, because, yeah, it's time is money. And the other one, as I mentioned earlier, the emotional side of things, yes, the emotions will be involved, but you need to also be clear in your mind, I guess, when you are making a decision. Yeah. Don't let emotions lead the way.
Yeah. Very, very wise advice. Wouldn't it be great if part of me goes, it would be great to be able to go back in time and take some of the lessons with me today. And the other part of me goes, oh, no, I'd never want to be that age again. There is, you know, for all of you people out there that are worried about getting older, take it from me, I'm 54, turning 55 soon. It is so nice getting to know yourself and to have built up a bit of experience that you can rely on and not sweat the small stuff. So don't worry about getting old, but make sure that you take these guys' advice and you start investing in your future as early as possible so that you have as many choices as possible when you do get to my age, because having those financial choices just takes the stress out of, you know, everyday life, and means that you can make choices that are right for you, right for your family, right for your community. It gives you the opportunity to give back, to help family, to help kids, whatever it is that's important to you. So I think we'll wrap it up at that note. So thank you so much, guys, for your time today. Really appreciate it, and appreciate you sharing everything you did, because, you know, there are some important lessons in there for people around money, around stickability, around seeing through the speed bumps, and around not letting a challenge stop you. And I think that's what I've taken from today, is that you guys are very determined, and I know you'll get an awesome result. And I know Jared was very keen to put you forward to tell your story. So thank you so much. Hey, thanks for listening to Property Investor Tales. Remember to subscribe so you get notified every time a new episode drops. As you can guess, I love hearing people's property investor tales. So if you'd like to share yours, then please get in touch with me via email at propertyinvestortales@positivementor.com.au. We would also love your feedback, and I would appreciate a 5-star review over on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Remember, you can watch all of these podcasts over on YouTube at Positive Mentor or at positivementor.com.au. Until then, take care. Happy investing.